Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Henry Beard. Welcome to a very special National Lampoon radio show. This past summer, our own Brian McConaughey and Louise Dicko wrote an entire musical based on Herman Melville's immortal classic, Moby Dick. We are here in Sabbath Day Lake, Maine, at the Littleworth Auditorium to bring you in its entirety the premiere performance of their show, Moby. We'll be back after this commercial message with the opening curtain.
All ashore, who's going ashore? All ashore, who's going ashore?
Come on, you guys, we're going to miss the boat.
Hey, don't forget those fishing poles.
Hey, wait up for me.
Will somebody help me with these two kids?
You men there, be careful with those barrels.
Hey, sure, I have it. What's in them anyway?
Worms, now be careful. Come on, no lady bones sailing in the sea front. Where's that anchor?
Wait, I can't even lift it.
You men there, come and help this man.
Don't sail without me.
Oh, you're right, men.
Yo!
Where are we headed, men?
We're going out there, men. Look out there. We've got a date with the North Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah!
All ashore. We've got a nautical notion. All ashore. We've got a date with the ocean. We'll set our sail and hightail it to Neptune's territory. We're underway past the cay now. If you're on shore, you're sorry. Fall away, hoist up the anchor and stow it.
Hip hooray!
If it don't sail, we can row it.
Who took my sextant? Here it is, Mr. Starbuck. All ashore. Last call. All ashore.
This anchor weighs 100 tons.
Hey, can I steer? I want to steer out of the harbor. My mother's on the dock.
Cast off those bow lines. Pull in that gangplank. All ashore.
Sail the ship. Pass every dinghy and frigate. We're so hip. We're out of sight, can you dig it? We're out of sight, can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Now hear this. Now hear this. Anyone who wasn't signed on, report to Mr. Stubb. Mrs. Snyder, what are you doing here?
Where is the dock? Gracious me. Where are we? Oh, dear. My nephew is taking me around your boat, and I must not have heard the all-ashore call. I'm embarrassed.
Ahab is going to have a fit.
Well, you just tell your Mr. Ahab to turn this boat around and take me home.
What are we going to do with you? Dragoo!
Hi, Mr. Starbuck. Mrs. Snyder, what are you doing here? I didn't know we let women on board.
We don't. Get her a pair of pants and a stocking cap and hide her in the galley.
Oh.
If she shows her face before we reach port, I'll have you pin-swiggled.
Oh, Mr. Starbuck, how come I get all the garbage details?
Go on, get going.
What's pin-swiggled, Dragoo?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, Mrs. Snyder. I think it's when they wrap you up in one of those sails.
Oh.
No, they put you in a barrel. That's it. They put you in a barrel.
Mr. Stubb, Mr. Stubb, is everyone signed on?
No, Mr. Starbuck, I have a few more to go here.
Well, hurry up and get this deck cleared.
Aye, Mr. Starbuck. Next. Ah, you're a handsome young lad. What's your name?
Francis. Frank. Yes, that's it. My name is Franz Paper, and I'm a young sea boy who's just tickled pink to be on board, sir.
Well, pink you are, young Frankie. Step around here. Let's have a good look at you. Ah, yes. Arms are a little thin. Good firm thighs, though. Very good, young Frankie.
Oh.
Say, Frankie, do you know what nubs burlies are?
No, I don't, Mr. Smith.
You don't?
No.
Well, young man, you just report to my cabin tonight, and I'll teach you what nubs furly are.
Stubb, I can't. I can't, because Mr. Starbuck already asked me to come to his cabin. He's going to teach me how to tie knots.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Maybe we could do it another time.
Right, maybe another time. What? What do you want?
I'm next.
Oh, yeah? All right, you're next. Name?
It's not important that we have names. We're all out at sea here, and we're all at a certain oneness with the ocean and the universe. To assert ourselves as individuals...
That's really beautiful. I never knew that we had...
Not finished.
Oh.
Whenever it's a damp, drizzly November in my soul, whenever I find myself involuntarily pausing before coffin warehouses...
Hold it. I know what to call you. Sunshine.
No.
Salt spray.
No.
Sea biscuit?
No.
Okay. You tell us what to call you.
Call me Ishmael, salty young dog of the sea. Call me Ishmael, that's what my name is, and sailing my game is. So call me Ishmael, and I will answer to thee. Not Pink Zachariah, Jonah, Jeremiah, but Ishmael, that's me.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What do you say his name was?
Call me Ishmael, call the young dog of the sea. Call me Ishmael, that's what my name is, and sailing my game is. So call me Ishmael, and I will answer to thee. Not Terry or Gary, nor Terry or Harry, but Ishmael,
that's me.
Hello.
Ship off the port bow!
Whose flag does she fly?
She flies the flag of Germany, sir. The Jungfrau, the Virgin.
Does she signal us, Mr. Shaker?
Yes, Mr. Starbuck, she does.
What is the message, Mr. Shaker?
If you are not she said, if you are not wearing any underwear, smile.
Quiet down. Listen, don't pay those trash mouths any heed. I want this check cleared. Now get below. Any man who's not below will have flayed alive.
Hey, what's wrong with you, Mr. Starbuck? You never had us flayed alive before. What's eating you anyway? Is Ahab riding you again?
Caleb, you mind your own business or I'll have you and your aunt flayed alive.
My aunt? Didn't she get off the boat?
All right, man, let's get this deck cleared.
Wait a second.
Everybody report below.
Come on, Sweetheart. Let's bring our suitcases to our room. Hey, I wonder what time dinner is. This is exciting. Everything is so new. Excuse me, but who do we see about getting a bedroom in the back of the boat?
What?
And when do I get to drive? And where is the bathroom?
Get a load of this guy. Hold on there, lad. Just hold on. When you are on a boat, my lad, and you want to stay afloat, my lad, an able seaman's lexicon of terminology is very necessary when you're out at sea. So kindly pay attention to every word I sing, or I'll plignut your creelies to the highest cling.
My creelies?
Shut up and pay attention. We call the two sides port and starboard, and the backside is the larboard.
Help!
We don't say help, we call out SOS. Say biscuit for your bread, go pee pee in the head, and breakfast is a mess. And that's the ducklick that you're wearing, and a star is called a bearing, and the floor is always called a deck, unless you're aloft or on the flop side when you have to call it topside, and luncheon is a mess.
Luncheon, too?
We climb below, we lay about, we call our dances jigging. You blow your pipe and smoke your spout, and mizzen in the rigging. The barkle stays the yellow bars, the spur sheets dote the nellies. You call your shipmates fellow tars, but colored men are galleys. Now you try it, kid.
I call my underpants fitunas, and the guys with spears lampoonas. I have to loosen slack and tighten straps.
Yes!
Those tails up there are muzzles, slubbers, bung shots, buds, and fuzzles. And supper is a mess.
Supper is a mess.
Don't make Starbuck angrier than he is already.
Come on, what's with Starbuck anyway?
It's not Starbuck, it's Ahab. When he takes his walk, no one's supposed to be around.
Yeah, why is that, Mr. Starbuck?
Oh, I don't know. He started acting this way ever since that enormous thing bit his leg off. But orders are orders. So everyone clear this deck. Uh-oh, here he comes. I better get out of here, too. Hello?
Hello? Anybody home?
Typical.
Every time I come on deck, there's never a soul around. I don't have enough problems of my own. Now my own crew hides from me. And I'm this. Of all days.
Today is my birthday. I've turned 63. When they're in their birthday, don't dream about me. Ahab, they'll ask you, who's he? I'm the unhappiest man at sea. When he bit my leg off, I'm certain Moby knew that in my pants I kept my money. Now the mortgage payment on my ship is due. When I lose my vestile to bankers in town, I'll sink and I guess I'll most probably drown. And then I'll certainly be the unhappiest man at sea.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I just don't know.
We'll be right back with the second and final act after this commercial message.
Honk, honk, why it wobbles the goose. But oh, what its tongue could do.
More of the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
XM Comedy.
150.
Mr. Shaker, Ishmael, Sweet Peg, Sagu, Frankie. Hi, Frankie. Come on, everyone, over here by these worm barrels. We have to have an important meeting. Come on, special meeting, special meeting.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Stubbs?
Special meeting. Listen, everybody. Hey, Frankie, why don't you sit up here on this
bench?
Okay.
I get all
of you.
Okay,
that's enough.
Okay, now listen, everybody. It's the captain's birthday, and everybody forgot it, including yours truly. So listen, does anybody have any ideas for a present?
Let's get him a parrot. He always wanted a parrot.
Where are we going to get a parrot in the middle of the ocean? Come on, everybody. Any ideas?
Hey, how about a watch?
See? That's good. But he already has a watch. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have an idea. You know that huge fish that's been following us since we left port?
Yeah, that stupid white thing? What about it?
I thought we could go out and catch it and present it to him.
What in God's name would he want with a gigantic white whale?
Yeah. But it's the thought that counts.
Right, Mr. Stubbs. We could paint it brown. He'd never know it was some freak whale. He'd think it was a regular whale.
Let's do it.
We're going fishing for what the captain's wishing. We're going to catch him a whale. He'll be so happy, so sailor make us happy with that oar.
We know we're hot on his trail.
It won't be a shirt or a tie, but it'll knock out his eye. Hey, Dad, have we got a present for you? Have we got a present for you? Have we got a present for you?
Okay, you want to get the tape. Somebody bring a tape out here. I'll get too big to get up on deck. Okay, those boats go forward.
Quick, push
and be quiet.
Stop doing that, Mr. Shaker.
Yoo-hoo! Hello? Anybody here? Yoo-hoo! Lunch! I've made sandwiches for everybody.
Hey, now where are you?
Stop! Drago! Hey, where is everybody? Hey, what am I, a leper? Come on out, guys, where are you? Hey, who are you? What?
My crew's gone, and I see a woman.
I'm Dorothy Snyder. Pleased to meet you. Say, where is everybody? I just made these sandwiches.
What are you doing on my ship? What have you done with my crew? What's going on here?
I'm Caleb's Aunt Dorothy. I don't believe I caught your name. My gracious, what happened to your leg?
Caleb's aunt? Oh, I whale bit her off.
You poor dear, that must have hurt terribly. Here, have a sandwich. I just made them.
Oh, thank you. This is good. Mrs. Snyder.
Oh, I'm Miss Snyder, but I want you to call me Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy, what are you doing here?
Have another sandwich.
Don't mind if I do. These are really good.
I bet they're not as good as your wife makes them.
Well, I'm not married.
You're not married?
Mm-mm.
A handsome man like yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you have a lot of girlfriends.
You're kind, Dorothy. No, I'm afraid that passed me by some time ago.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be. I just had a birthday yesterday, and no one... Ah, never mind.
Oh, cheer up. We have an expression where I come from.
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you. What if your past, your pride? There's more to life than time.
I wonder what she means by that.
A wrinkled old tree frog can still get his kick. I'll teach an old sea dog new tricks. Hot licks, you're never too old to love. One thing I'm certain of,
you're no spring chicken, but chickens above. You're never too old to
Dorothy. Listen, Dorothy. You aren't supposed to be on this ship. So I want you to go down below and hide past the folk butts in the rust.
All right. Now you remember what I told you.
I will. Now go on, hurry.
All clear. No one's around. Everybody climb up now.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow, that thing's enormous. We don't have enough brown paint.
Well, we'll tie it to the side of the boat, and we'll paint white caps on its head.
Well, we're going to have to work fast. Somebody make sure that Ahab's in his cabin, and then roll the worm barrel over to block his door so he can't come out. Somebody get some scissors and cut happy birthday on the mainsail.
Hey, there's apple in this worm barrel.
Hey, listen, somebody find Aunt Dorothy and see if she'll make a cake.
Okay, I'll go find her.
No, Frankie, I want you to stay up here. I have a special project. Oh. Yeah, project. That's it. Do you know what nuzzle grommets are?
No, I don't,
Mr. Well, good. We'll go to my cabin, and I'll show you what nuzzle grommets are.
Hey, wait, Frankie, let's wrestle again like we did last night in your bunk.
No, Frankie,
let me try to carry you around.
No, stop it, please. Let's go with me. Hey, take your hands off me. It's always like this. Why is it always like this? When I was very young, I thought I'd go to sea, because the guys in shore would always bother me. But I learned very quick, just as quick as it could be, they never, never, never take their hands off me.
No, we never, 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 never take our hands off me.
I've been kissed through the porthole and pinched on the poop and spied on through extended telescopes. I've been decked up on deck and held down in the hold. In the rigging, I've been gotten on the rope. The captain asked me up to see the sextant in his trunk. When I got to his cabin, it was just the same old bunk. And the navigator takes up new positions constantly, but he never, never, never takes his hands off me. All hands on me. Join the lineup. Meet me, Mr. Mate. When is your turn? Oh,
never, 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 never.
Never take their hands off me.
Now, first, I think that it's really important that we...
All right. What are you men doing? Why aren't you hiding from me down below, having a little secret conference? Always whispering and sneaking around. What are you doing?
We're having a mail call, sir.
All right, proceed.
Well, men, me hearties, once again, it's mail call, and once again, nobody got any mail.
Oh.
No, man, it's no good feeling sorry for yourselves. If you want to get letters, you just have to write letters. Well, that's it, Captain. That's mail call.
Okay, all of you get below. Get down in the dark where you all belong. All of you, get going. Not you. Get back at the helm, you idiot. You think this ship steers itself?
Excuse me, sir. Request permission for everybody to remain topside until we finish all our chores.
All right, Mr. Stubb. But the second they're done, down in the dark where it smells with all of them.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, what's he so mad about?
Hey, you guys, have you heard the latest?
No, what happened?
Well, Ahab and Starbuck had a big fight over where Aunt Dorothy was hiding. And Ahab yelled at Starbuck, "You're fire!" And Starbuck yelled back, "You can't fire me, I quit!" Just like that. Now they're not talking to each other.
Oh, terrible. Keep ahoy! Give up the port bow! Get the port bow, Captain!
Oh, I know, I've been expecting it. Men, there's something I have to tell you. For the past 6 months now, I've been behind with the payments on the Pequod.
What?
That ship you see coming toward us is from the finance company. They're going to repossess us.
Captain, since it's time for making confessions, we have a little something we'd like to say to you.
Oh, yes? What's that?
Happy birthday!
Big brown whale, thank you so much. Oh, wait a minute. What's this?
Uh-oh. Hmm?
It's paint. Oh. This whale is white. Moby! You men over there, hold this jaw open. Where is it? Oh, here it is. I found it. I found my leg with the pants still on it and the money still in the pocket. We're saved, man!
Moby, we're such a perfect match. I was all at sea, you got hooked on me. Moby, you weren't an easy catch. Natch, though you may look like a monster to a landlubber, Moby, you ain't heavy, you're my blubber. Moby, fancy his fish afloat, I was just a wreck till you came on deck. Moby, welcome aboard our boat. You won't be a pariah now that I'm standing by ya, Moby, you're my Leviathan. Moby, we're such a perfect match. I was gonna see you got me. Moby, you weren't an easy catch. Though you may look like a monster to a landlubber, Moby, you're never too old to love. When push comes down to shove, think of it as stored up and Lord up above. You're never too old to love.
Tonight's cast and crew included Sean Kelly, Emily Prager, Abby Lewis, John Belushi, Harold Ramis, Brian Del Murray, Doug Kenny, Tony Hendra, Brian McConaughey, Judy Jackson, Janice Hirsch, Bob Michelson, Vernon Taft, Polly Beer, and Bob Kissler. Piano, Louise Gatto. Drums, John Belushi.